You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 298. Today is another countdown, a kickoff mini episode for day number 56, which is all about Quentin Nelson. He's a junior from Hamdel, New Jersey, where he attended Red Bank Catholic High School. He's 6'5", between 330 and 346 pounds, somewhere in that range, and he is part of that left side anchor of Notre Dame's offensive line. He is the left guard. We're going to go through his recruiting and then talk about this upcoming season at Notre Dame. So, Randall, to get us started with, what can you tell us about Quentin's recruitment?
Yeah, he was a four-star recruit. Some services had him as a five-star. One of the top players in that year's Notre Dame class. And he was on 24/7, he was a 74th overall player in the country. So pretty good ranking. Harry Heistand obviously was getting good linemen even a couple years ago. Quentin's junior year, his team averaged 341 yards per game and 38 points per game. So he helped an offensive line put up pretty good numbers. And he also played on the defensive side of the ball, and he had 42 tackles and 7 sacks as a junior. Then as a senior, the team ended up with a record of 9-1, and they averaged 279 yards rushing and 43.5 points per game. So they definitely stepped it up his senior year. And he also played defense, had 61 tackles and 3 sacks. And then he was invited to the Army All-American game, played in that, and ended up coming to Notre Dame as one of their highest-ranked recruits that year.
All right, so had a great high school career and definitely a stud on Notre Dame's offensive line. And the biggest guy on Notre Dame's offensive line, left guard, and Brian Clay made the comment this spring about him being 346 pounds, but I believe it was over the summer, maybe Quentin. Did he tweet out a picture about him trimming down a little bit? Do you remember that, Randall?
Yeah, he did. On his Instagram, he had tweeted out a picture of basically like a before and after picture of his summer workouts. And he is in much better shape than what he was. He looks like he almost lost too much weight, but I think it was kind of the way the picture was taken. But he is in shape. And looks a lot better than he did.
Some of the comments made by the coaches are that he is very powerful, but just how well he moves at that size. And the one concern I have is injuries. I know he moves well, but he did struggle with that last year as a first-time starter. And that's the only thing that really concerns me about his upcoming season.
Well, he basically got a sprained ankle in the Clemson game, and I don't think he ever fully recovered from that because he came back earlier than what they wanted him to due to the fact that Alex Bars got hurt, and I remember they weren't going to play Quentin Nelson, but he ended up going into the game even though he wasn't 100% because they needed him out there. So I think it would have been a little bit different if we had a little more time to heal. But it seemed like that one injury was kind of a nagging injury, so I'm not too worried about it. It's not like he keeps spraining both ankles or different things. It seems like it was the one thing.
And his ability to come back and play, even though he wasn't 100%, just is a testament to his toughness and his dedication to the team and his hard work. I did see one funny tweet that he tweeted out. I'm finished as far as talking about this season.
Yeah, I want to hear the tweet.
He had tweeted out, spent 7 hours on Microsoft Excel recording macros, doing pivot tables, and using Solver. I don't even know what all that means. And then Microsoft Excel, their Twitter handle, replied back to him and said, "Hey, we're impressed. How did you enjoy the experience?" And then he replied back, And if you don't know anything about Excel, this won't make sense. But in Excel, there's formulas you can do. So his response was equals if, and then in parentheses, I love Excel, comma, yes, comma, no, and then below that, at closing parentheses, and then below that, yes. So it's kind of a nerd joke.
Yeah, definitely. I did actually take a class on Excel when I was in high school, but that's been a little while ago, and I don't remember all those formulas. But
a lot of the formulas are like sum equals, and in parentheses, the name of the cell, and then it adds those together, and it gets much more complex. But that's the extent of my knowledge as far as Excel and formulas go.
Nice, but that's interesting that Excel actually responded to him.
And he didn't mention them in the tweet, so they have searches going on. If someone mentions Microsoft Excel, then they might chime in if they choose to. If you guys want to follow Quentin on Twitter, you can follow him at BigQ56.
And on Instagram, it's Quentin_Nelson. So,
all right. Thank you guys for listening. Do check back again for another Countdown to Kickoff mini episode. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.